This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What is goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers. This week's episode is one of our favorite and most popular episode formats we do. It's where we bring you members of the Hot Breathiverse onto the show. And this episode that we do every single month is our winning interview with the $100 joke contest. Every month in Hot Breath Pro, we do a $100 joke contest where the winner gets $100 and an interview on the podcast. So if that's something you're interested in learning more about, all you got to do, go into the description of this show. Click Join Hot Breath Pro and connect with me and comics around the world, all leveling up their game together. And our winner, the one and only, Sandy Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy Bernstein won. Here is her winning set, and then here is her winning interview.
I am 60, married, and childless, and I consider that being liberated. I love uninterrupted sleep and hot meals, and nobody's sucking these titties unless they buy me dinner. This ain't no milk bar. I haven't been puked or peed on since college. I know, you were not expecting golden showers from a woman who looks like she'd shush in the library. I'm surprised by what comes out of my mouth. Just wait till you hear what goes into it. My toys are way more fun than Legos or Barbies. They use batteries, not imagination. I did miss out on stretchy maternity pants. Those would have been ideal for my yo-yo dieting. Back when I was trying to get rid of baby weight, you know, baby Ruths, sugar babies, baby back ribs. We all have to live with our decisions. While I made deposits into my vacation club account, my friends were putting all their money into their college savings plans. Their kids did graduate with useless liberal arts degrees, and they all moved back home. I could still become a mommy. Given my husband's age, I may have to take care of him in his second childhood. Nah, I'll just hire my friend's liberal arts majors to come babysit while I jet off to Cabo and ride a cabana boy. Yeehaw! Now that's what I call liberation.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your winner, Sandy Bernstein, everyone. Hey, Sandy. DeVita said, you go, girl. Evelyn said, yay, Sandy. Trent said, you look so good, Sandy. Is it the golden showers?
Must be. I'll tell you.
Well, congratulations, Sandy. I mean, goodness gracious. Congratulations. How did this set? How'd you come up with this? You won. What's the secret here?
Oh gosh. Well, the secret is as soon as I heard liberated, I thought about not having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, I am a proud member of the Barren Womb Club.
Yeah.
And you know, I really decided to lean into that in my comedy, since that's a bit of a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is really funny, but I wrote down some ideas and stuff, and I actually started with my parents or with my mother, but I kind of felt like it was a lot of throat clearing. I wasn't sure. So ironically, Chris Beasley and I worked together.
What?
On that Monday of the contest, we got together. And he kind of agreed with me that all that sort of stuff with my parents, even though it was funny, it really wasn't, you know, the heart of the set. So he was the first person I worked with. And then I completely welched out on him because he hadn't started his yet. And we were like, oh, yeah, we'll get together later in the week. I want to hear your ideas. And, well, there was a three-hour time difference, you know.
Oh, Chris.
So, yeah. So I have Jewish guilt, but he kept telling me. He kept telling me, don't worry, you got me to start on mine. So, and his was great. In fact, my husband went upstairs and he was trying to vote for Chris, but I don't think that's hilarious. I want him to come on camera just to prove to people that he really exists.
But
people
I don't
do
know
the
if
same
I
with my wife. People don't believe she exists.
Well, just for a second, Tom. Just for a second.
Lean in there, Tom. Look at Tom. He's real. Tom's probably thinking the same thing. He's like, oh, they're real as well. She's not just yelling into Zoom alone.
Now he went to take his walk. He wasn't even going to wait for the show to go walk. He's like, out walking. I'm like, come on.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for stopping by, Tom. Woo.
Yeah, he's already gone. like I am, because we normally walk on Sunday morning. So I wanted
lovely.
To be ready to go with him.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I'll catch him on the second half. So
people are saying, hey, Tom, that's great.
Well, he's 10 years older than I am. He does not look it.
He looked great.
Yeah.
And he made a silly goose face. He looks like a silly goose, like you.
He is. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, yeah, hard to believe that he is 70.
Wow. White don't crack.
Yeah. Well, he comes from good stock. I'll tell you, man. I mean, honestly, he's probably going to be the one taking care of me because dementia runs in my family.
Mm.
And his father lived well into his 90s. So, yeah. So,
yeah. Ivy said, Sandy, you look great. So that's good.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So how did you start to organize the set? You got some, you and Chris collabed a little bit, but then what came down to rolling your sleeves up and doing it?
Well, okay. From there, once again, this month, I worked very closely with Davida Kramer. So
nice.
Let's give it up to Davida. Okay. Because, interestingly enough, last time I won, we worked closely together in April. Then in May, we didn't really have a chance to collab. And, you know, June, we did a little bit, but not as in depth as we had in April. So I just told her as soon as I saw that I was nominated, I was like, you're the secret sauce. and also, I do have like a couple guys that I meet with once a month, you know, Bill Douglas and Jareth Johnson and
nice.
Mark Palchak. And actually, Bill wasn't on the call this month, but because he has other stuff. But, you know, but Mark and Jareth really helped me cut it way down and, you know, sort of helped me like really, really tighten up the language. And
nice.
Then I made Davida suffer through it yet again. and she really liked it a lot more because like at first she was like, you got some work to do. So then, you know, I worked with her and I kept changing it up on her every time I sent it. So she was very patient with me. I have to say, I owe her big time.
Wow.
And I worked with her on hers and hers was great. And unfortunately she didn't get it submitted, you know, because she was having technical difficulties, but I really think she would have given us a run for our money. Cause hers was she did post it in Hot Breath Pro and it was very funny. So you guys should check it out.
For sure.
Yeah. But so that was a big part of it. I don't think I would have landed where I did if I hadn't had the assistance of all those people. You know, it takes a village. And so that's sort of like, you know, my process. I started out going sort of in one direction, you know, talking about my mom, like when she put me on the bus for the first day of school, you know how most parents, you know, cry and stuff. My mom was jumping for joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I like moved out and when my brother moved out, she ran around singing the Beatles, She's Leaving Home, you know, and actually, I can't carry a tune. So I tried doing that and it was just awful. So I had to jettison that whole part of it, even though it would have been funny if I could have pulled it off.
That's so interesting. It seems like a common thread with winners are that they're like, they're getting outside feedback. You know, they're like being collaborative with the process. They're not being insulated and not getting feedback and help and guidance. You know, that I think that is something that definitely the Hot Breathiverse promotes, is like collaboration and not doing this alone and really, you know, connecting with your network and putting it to work, you know, and it proves, and you winning, Chris has said the same thing, you know, it's a common theme.
Yeah. And I did try to take it live, you know, an early version of it, I didn't have it memorized and I kept stumbling. And, so I don't think I ever really, I mean, I was able to get like maybe the first part out there live, but I wasn't able to really get the first thing out there in front of a live audience. And, you know, some of the bikes I'd done in the last week, if I had taken that feedback to heart, I would have just not even submitted. So, but I mean, it was an evolution. I don't think I was able to get the finished product out in front of people until after it was submitted. And Aaron DeSpina did a great job hosting and producing this 30-minute show that we did for highwireimprov.com. You can find it on their YouTube channel, highwireimprov.com/live. So Aaron's on it, and Annalisa had a hilarious set, and there were some other people on there. It's just a 30-minute program. So, and nice. I believe Aaron posted it as well, but you can find it on their site. But anyway, I was able to run that whole set or version of it, plus some other stuff. You know, the limited Zoom audience that I had was laughing, so I felt good about it.
You should feel good about it. It was a nice, tight set. I mean, did it come together in that order, or did you kind of write all the jokes and then figure out how to organize it?
I think that it came together in that order once I figured out the jokes. I didn't really have to switch anything around, but it was just a matter of hitting on the things that worked. Because you know, I had a few jokes in there that I ended up cutting, and when I originally did it, it was taking me too long to get to the laugh, and so I was trying to figure it out. I mean, at first I sort of, you know, I very clearly state the premise in the beginning. Well, what I did was I switched it around and had a joke first, and DeVita was like, "Sandy, we don't know what the hell you're talking about." So I was like, "Okay." Back up front again, you know. I was like, "Don't hold back, DeVita. Tell me how you really feel." Okay.
Yeah. It's a good friend there.
No, it is, especially for comedy writing and other areas of life. So then, as I was, you know, sort of as I was getting ready to record it, and I was trying to memorize it, and a big part of it is just memorizing it, and then you can edit as you're memorizing.
Right.
And there was a whole line about, you know, after I was saying that I like the uninterrupted sleep and hot meals. And I said, and I like having a body that's my own.
It's never about just the road.
Is that, but being what the open hell is that? Where the road, is that me or you?
That wasn't me.
I have no idea what that was.
I don't know either. It's not like...
Yeah, here,
we have hecklers. But, oh my gosh, there's hecklers.
I don't know. But anyway, well, if that happens again, I don't know. But anyway... So I ended up, like, I thought I had that power of three saying, you know, I'm having a body that's my own, but I'm thinking, well, that's not pulling its weight, and that's delaying us from getting to the first joke about sucking these titties.
Get them.
Yeah, so, and I at first, you know, was trying to be a little cleaner, like, you know, oh, nobody, you know, suckles these breasts with it, and I was like, you know what? Sometimes we just have to go for the hard hit, so out came the titties, and...
The library, though, you know, like someone who's shushy at the library, you know, that adds some context and balance to a joke like that as well, though.
Yeah, and actually, I got that from Yoshi, because I am, here's a plug, doing the Type 5 Accelerator.
No.
And no, I'm not cheating. I wasn't cheating. That suggestion came within the week after the theme was announced. And I mean, it wasn't a suggestion of that set. We were just talking about my persona.
Yeah.
And the discussion of my persona really informed this set, I have to say. And it was all legal. Don't worry, yeah. I checked with Joel first to make sure that
it's all,
you know,
legal.
That input, because it was in that time frame. So
yeah.
You know, I didn't want to get disqualified here. But you know, but that really helped. The whole idea about I struggled for years with writing things personal, okay, because I mean, a couple years ago I had someone a comedian friend who I was close with that kept saying, you know, this isn't personal. Anybody could write this stuff. Do you want to be remembered, you know, like years from now as being the woman with the saggy boobs and mistaking the toothpaste for Preparation H, you know? And I didn't really understand how to put that into practice. And he eventually lost patience with me and blocked me. But coming into the hot breath-averse, I really began to understand, no, being personal is not true confessions. It's not a litany of facts. It's really filtering it through your personal perception and through your persona.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and it took me like a solid year, 2 years to actually be able to learn that and internalize it. And I really think that being a member of Hot Breath is really what finally got me to that, you know, watching all the podcasts, doing, you know, writing the jokes every day. And, you know, it was incremental. It wasn't like the light bulb went off, you know, but I eventually figured it out. And it took a long time. You know, I couldn't just flip the switch and make things personal. Yeah. So
I love, that's what I love about, well, you're like an OG too. You've been in the hot breathverse basically since day one when the whole pandemic started, you know, and to see people start to learn things and then
again. What the hell is that?
Maybe that's Tom. Maybe that's your husband.
Let me just do something else here.
So skip the highway.
Come on now.
Be open for the byway.
We're hearing Sandy's AARP ads. That's how those are the YouTube ads that Sandy gets. It's like AARP, AAA.
Okay, I just closed all my other damn windows. So if this happens again, I have no idea where it's coming from.
Oh, thank you, Dimitri, for the kind comment there. He said, Joel, aren't you the best host? You look great, sound great. I bet you smell great as well. Thank you for the interview. Go champ. Choice of words is perfect. Your persona and your opinion are interesting for us. All right.
Oh, that's great.
Dino liked the note about personalizing material. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's been huge. And I mean, it's been drilled into my head from interview after interview. And I used to be like, make it personal. My life's boring. What the hell? Nobody wants to hear about some 60-year-old broad, you know? And I don't have any like funny, really funny stories and blah, blah. And, you know, that's not true. So it really, you know, it just took sort of saturation with all these resources and material and having to hear it over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say before we had a pop-up ad. it was a pop-up ad.
Editing.
I believe it was Depends. Was that the pop-up ad? But yeah. Sorry, am I going to get canceled for saying that? Is that?
It was Centrum Silver, Joel. Get your facts straight.
I was trying to think of a cleaner one, but I Depends came to mind first. That was the default. Centrum would have been good. Yeah, fish oil.
Yeah,
fish
I mean, you look at this, you think great Depends. Nuts. I understand. I get it. You're
that's
like,
what
half
I, that's
my
what I was going to I was going to say is to see people like start to learn, but then apply it over time and then see the results. You know, there's no way to like microwave the results, but it is like you said, that saturation, hearing it a lot, having friends and supportive network to hold you accountable to be working on it as well. You know, it all adds up, but it is over time, my friends. Mm-hmm. It does take time.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just flip a switch. I mean, at least not for me. I mean, I know people who like got it that much faster, but you know, we all have our own journeys.
I mean, but even like, even for me, it's, we've been talking about persona a lot and we've had a lot of people come in to Hot Breath Pro and talk about comedic personas and things. I mean, someone like Steven Rosenfield, who wrote the book on personas, you know, it, even after that interview, it's still taking me time, but it really was in this month's Type 5 Accelerator where we opened up talking about personas and I was like, should really be more intentional about thinking about that. And it really has made a difference in my own writing as well. So it is interesting to become self-aware of that filter. It really can start to guide your writing in a more personal way, which me 11 years in has been a revelation for me as well. So it's cool to see other people having that same breakthrough much sooner in their careers than in mine. So that's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing this like 7 years. So, and of course, you know, I like to beat myself up and thinking, well, you know, if I had this sooner, think where I'd be. But, you know, you can't do that. You have to look ahead.
Exactly.
And one of the other huge things that I've learned from Hot Breath and from just having it drilled into my head by you, especially Joel, is to really, I really fight the urge to be competitive and worry about what other people are doing. And why am I, like you said, why am I not getting booked on the cool show? Yeah. I mean, you know, and I keep hearing my voice in my head saying, you know, as soon as I started focusing on what I can control and let go of all these things that I can't, that's when things started to take off. Wow. And so, I mean, you know, I'm hoping that is what's happening for me, you know, because we know how this is. It's dips and valleys. And I shared with you just my past week, you know, two horrible, horrible sets, and then a couple of fantastic ones. You know,
the
and
horrible, over time, we're slowly, our worst critic, you know, as yeah. well. And horrible is, are you talking about horrible, the set that you posted in the Type 5 Accelerator group? That you were like, you said you lost them halfway. And then when I watched it, I was like, you didn't lose them. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, no, that was a good one. That was a good
okay,
one.
Okay, you I feel good about that one now. Okay, good.
Yeah, I feel good about that one. No, the one that I didn't feel good about was the one where I had to resort to the nuclear option at the end, where it was a show where there were like six people and the crowd was tighter than a mosquito's butthole.
Ooh.
And, you know, and I had to follow one of the top comedians in the Baltimore area and probably in the country who runs this thing, Larry Lancaster. The guy is hilarious.
Wow, yeah.
And I had to follow that. And he always, you know, he puts me up first because I can handle it. I'm just like, whatever. You know, and in that room, I have to fight for every single laugh. And that particular night, I was losing the battle. But afterwards, he said, you didn't bomb. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's just I put it behind me. I just look, okay, I got a show coming up the next day. I got to focus on that. So that's the best way to get over a hot bomb is just to, like, focus on the next show. And just like you focus on, you know, looking at it as deadlifts.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're putting in the reps, honestly. Like the sets you're posting in Type 5 of you at like these bars and like, I mean, it's very nostalgic of these shows I came up doing, I remember. You know, and I've still done them some. So it's all part of that kind of crawling through the mud type deal. This is the Shawshank season right now. We're crawling through the sewer to get to the other side. And you're putting in the work, you know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, it's true. Then, oh, believe me, there are some real doozies that I didn't even bother posting.
Dimitri had a question. How would you follow dirty, not funny comedian on a mic?
You know, if they're not funny, then whatever you do is going to look better by comparison, you know. So I just, usually I go into it with an idea of what material I have in mind. I'm hoping that as I get more experienced, I'm better able to pivot. But I'm usually, you know, what I think I'm going to be doing, I usually stick to doing, and that's not always to my benefit. But as you were saying, sometimes I have a mic and I have like, it's just an open mic. The stakes are low. My goal is, okay, I want to run this new material and see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some of these rooms, nothing's going to work. And I mean, I try to slip it in between stuff I know works. And if I'm not even getting laughs from the stuff that I know works, I know that kind of like not take the feedback very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But my challenge is in the case with following Larry Lancaster, a lot of times he'll go really dirty just to try to get the crowd like having a pulse. And, you know, because we're sitting outside, it's 90 degrees, and, you know, so that's the toughest thing to follow. But I just try to be true to myself and give it my best shot.
Yeah, and that, you know. I mean, basically, you just do you. I mean, you know, like, Dimitri is asking, you know, how do you adapt to the situation? I mean, you really just go up there and do your own comedy. Like, that's something I learned a few years ago was, like, if someone goes up and is like super high energetic, it's not like you go out there and be super high energetic. If that's not your style of comedy, like you go up there and you bring the audience to you and you do your style of comedy. You know, that's, you don't want to like bend to like, oh, they bombed, I better make a comment on it. No, you go up there and do your set. That's why you're there.
Right. Yeah. And, that's very true. And, you just like I said, you have to do you and realize you're just not going to win every crowd. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that has been drilled into my head with Hot Breath is that it's really a conversation with the audience, and that's what I struggle with because I get up there and I tend to like, you know, do my material. I have a monologue, so I'm trying really hard to sort of be more present and try to be more engaged with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what I've been working on. And I got a very, very high compliment from a producer that I work with. And he said, you know, he goes, I've really noticed like since before the pandemic, you know, he said, you've gotten so much better at engaging with crowds and your facial expressions. And I said, a lot of that is being on Zoom, having to see your face up front, you know, because I did, I mean, people hate Zoom comedy, but I mean, you know, I've leaned into it because that was like the only outlet I had. Exactly. And I still do some Zoom shows. Mm-hmm. And it's actually helped me because it really made me more in touch with my facial expressions and my intonation, because, you know, I'm in my own face. So yeah. So there is some value to Zoom comedy.
Oh my gosh.
It's a different animal, but it's worthwhile. Especially if you find shows. Yeah, I do a lot of shows with that fan, and he's based out of California, and he's quite the character because he has all these rules, and like more than half of my guests who've tuned in have been kicked out because what? Their camera's not stabilized, they're not paying 100% attention to everybody, they're looking at their phones, and he holds the comics to a very high standard. So usually the audience is just the other comics, but they have to watch and pay attention because otherwise their asses are getting kicked out.
Wow.
So that's been very helpful doing his shows. And they're very well run, very professional. Wow. So I post on my page when I'm going to be on one. So anybody who wants to take the gauntlet and see if they can laugh through a show without getting kicked out.
Oh, I'll
take
awesome.
It as a personal challenge. Yeah.
So cool. Well, is there any anything you like to promote or anything you'd like to say here in the closing?
Okay. So let me think about this. Definitely check out the Zoom show that I did with Aaron and Annalisa on highwirecomedy.com/live.
Nice.
And I think Aaron's also, you know, posted it in various places. So that's a lot of fun. It's only 30 minutes. You know, I've got live shows coming up, but that's, you know, only for people in my area. So I won't bore you with that. I have a website that I have to update. So don't look at it till later today.
I love you're promoting things for people not to do right now.
Yes, no.
It's like, where should they support you and connect with you, Sandy? Well, here's how not to do it.
You're right. Okay. But here's how to do it. I am on Facebook and Instagram at Sandy Bernstein Comedy. So follow me on those two places. And then my website is sandybernsteincomedy.com.
Nice.
So you can check that out as well. And, you know, that I every day on social media, I post a new day, new joke. That's the hashtag, which was started by Aaron Patrick.
Aaron Patrick, that's right.
Yes, he's got some great content online, so check him out as well. And, and shout out to Angela Moore, who brought me into the Hot Breath fold way back when, over a year ago, by sharing the post in East Coast Comedians. That's how I stumbled on it. So she's a good friend of mine and love her to death. So, I mean, it's been a real game changer for me. So just follow me on social media, and I post where I'm going to be, both online and in real life. And I post a joke every day. Usually it's something I've written in the morning during Write 10 Club.
Hey.
when I should be working my day job, but you know, I'm working from home right now, so they haven't caught me yet. I'm putting myself out there, but yeah, so
your facial expressions too. You know, a compliment I want to send your way, Sandy, is early on in this contest, because you've been doing the contest several months now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Early on, you did a lot of like sight gags, and you brought in like your vacuum, and like you were doing things that were funny, but like your facial expression you just did triggered me to remember when you kind of made a transition to like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and deliver my jokes and just perform them and not look for an outside like vacuum or something to play with. And like your facial, people were complimenting your facial expressions during the set, and like your writing is a lot tighter now. And it's like, you took away in that void, it forced you to kind of create. And then you started to develop the more conversational, the more personal, and just the tight material that is translating to people, and you've won from it. You know, like that's when you first won, was when you're like, all right, I'm just going to sit in front of this Zoom background and deliver my material. And now you've won again doing it, you know? So there's something to that.
Yeah. And okay, you know who's responsible for the whole facial expression thing? once again is Davida Kramer. Because, you know, because in some of these things, she's like, you look like a zombie. Your facial expressions are not matching what you're talking about. You know, and you could be saying the funniest things in the world, but, you know, I'm not laughing because I'm not buying it. Wow. And I was like, okay, once again, Davida, don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel. So she really got on my ass about my facial expressions and my acting. And I have to give her credit for that, where credit's due.
I love it. I love the collaboration. And it's so much fun to get to be on this journey with you, Sandy. This is so cool.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm telling you, Hot Breath has been a game changer for me. It really has been. Because for years, I had a mentor, the fat doctor, and he passed away in January of 2020. And I was lost. I was just like, what am I going to do now? And it was just fate that I happened to see Angela's post, and I just like fell into it. So, I mean, that's been a real game changer. And I just feel so fortunate to have had, you know, that circumstance and that chance, you know, that chance meeting or whatever. It has really made so much of a difference in my comedy. And I don't want to jinx myself, but I really feel like positive things are happening now, and I'm gaining momentum now that, you know, live comedy is back. So hopefully I'm not jinxing myself, and next week I'll be saying, this sucks. Yeah, because you said, Joel, comedy has a way of doing that to you.
Oh.
And believe me, it's always like bringing me up and then kicking me in the solar plexus. Always.
That's why the community is so important, because like in those moments you need support, you need friends, because so you bounce back faster, you know.
Yeah, you really do. Because I mean, I remember my early days, I'd bomb and then I'd wait 2 weeks to go up again, and I'd be living with that horrible taste in my mouth. And just don't go back there, people. Whenever you bomb, get back on that horse. Just keep doing it so you can look ahead and not behind. I mean, learn from your mistakes. I record every single set I do. Mm-hmm. I have a little tripod, you know, so I can record myself. I don't have to depend on anybody else. And I just stick my camera in it, you know, hit record, and off I go. And then another thing I learned from Joel's writing course is to grade your sets. And I grade every set. I have notebooks full of graded sets, and I've been posting those things in the Tight 5 Accelerated page as well as a comment to my video.
Yeah, those are so cool to see. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a game changer too, because it really forces you to be honest. I mean, there have been so many jokes that I've held on to for way too long. And now that I'm grading the sets, I'm like, you know, this lifetime joke, I love it, but nobody's laughing at it. Damn. Now put it aside until I figure it out.
How much will you do a joke before you get rid of it?
Well, you know, my mentor told me to do it 10 times and to keep it if it works 70% of the time. But not being a mathematics whiz, I finally figured out if I do it three times in a row and it doesn't work, I'm never going to get to 70%. So time to drop. So it really depends, you know, how often it works. You know, if it bombs three times in a row, it's gone. If it works sometimes and doesn't, well, then, you know, I might keep it around until I figure something else to do with it, or until I – sometimes it's just a matter of tweaking a few things. I mean, I had a bit about, you know, my husband posting inappropriate pictures of me on social media, and it was because I was eating dessert. And I love that bit. And I did it for years, but it only kind of like, somewhat worked. And then once I started getting together with these guys on it was on Monday nights with Mark Palchik and Bill Douglas and Jareth Johnson, you know, Mark is like, and he was a former mentee of the Fat Doctor as well. Mm. He's in my local scene. And Mark just took a butcher knife to it and cut this 3 minute bit down into like 20 seconds. And now it hits every time. Boom. So, you know, that's an example of taking like old material and breathing new life into it. So I'm starting to go back to some of my older stuff that I'm like, this is brilliant. Why didn't it work? And now I'm looking at it 5 years later. I'm like, oh, man, there are no punchlines here. This he likes to say the driveway is way too long for the house at the end of it.
Hilarious. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I have this quarter mile driveway to like a lean-to shack. And I'm like, okay, yeah, now we see why this isn't working.
Thank you, Mark. Analogy. Yeah, that's a great analogy. Yeah. Well, goodness, great. People are commenting, saying great interview. Congrats, Sandy. Lois even popped in here. PJ's mom popped in. Yeah.
Oh, I love Lois. She's so supportive.
She really is.
She's a great lady. You know, one thing that you guys should check out, I think it's on Hot Breath Pro, or it might be in the writer's room. I can't remember. But Chris Beasley last night posted like a 25-minute video on how he put together last month's winning contest. And I watched that. I'm like, damn, I have a prayer. I mean, he is so methodical and so well-informed, and you can learn so much from that video. I urge people, check it out. Even though it's 20 minutes long, it's worth it. I mean, because he breaks down his process and he puts clips in there, and I must have taken him forever to put together. It is gold.
Really?
So definitely, everybody, check out that video, because he said he's only going to leave it up there for like a few weeks. So go check out the video, because it sort of takes his interview that he did with you last month and really sort of breaks it down, bit by bit. And it's awesome. So I highly recommend everybody watch that.
I do. Yeah, I see it right here in Hot Breath Pro. Oh, that's exciting. I hadn't seen that yet. Very cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, this is so cool. Well, Sandy, I mean, you've done it. I have nothing else to say. The proof is in the work. You're putting in the work, and it's working. I mean, who would have thought? Treat it like a job, and you get results. So thank you.
I have to hold on to my day job.
Well, yeah, I just mean a lot of people just want to they do all the learning and research without the execution, and you're doing both. And that's the secret, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's important. You know, I have a day job, so I really have to compartmentalize this. And, you know, I've got two computers running at all times. And, you know, I try to use this computer to actually, I'm doing editing and proofreading, and I'm trying to compare one screen to the other, and then stuff pops up on my Facebook and I get distracted. Yeah. So a lot of it is time management and compartmentalization. It's huge. And I mean, that's one advantage of, I didn't even start doing this until I was 54. And one big advantage is having life experience, not even so much to draw from the material, but just to organize yourself and to be able to apply time management, because I mean that's so much of it is just understanding and learning and applying time management to doing this, because it takes a huge amount of time and it can just take over your life. Mm-hmm. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, you have to also kind of think, well, you know, I need to stay married and I need to stay employed. So
I'll even think in time management and balancing family with if I'm booked on the weekends, I'll be out less during the week. But if I'm not booked on the weekends, I'll be out more during the week. And I kind of find a balance that way. But we all have our own kind of system, you know, for keeping the lights on.
Sunday nights, I really try not to do shows on Sunday nights because that's family time.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I might be producing a show on Sunday night. I don't know. But hopefully I can find a different venue and a different place for me. And that was another thing, too. I watched your blueprint or your booking blueprint on producing shows.
Yeah.
And that is available in Hot Breath Pro. And that has been hugely helpful. And, you know, your number one lesson there was get a partner. So yes. Now I'm working with a partner, and I couldn't have, you know, that's gold right then and there. So that's been real helpful as well. All these great resources, people.
People, come on. It's there if you want to level up. That's it. So yeah. I appreciate you, Sandy, for all the kind words, and the results speak for themselves. So thank you so much for jumping on here, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, Joel. And I got to say, you know, Trent and Chris, their entries were top notch, and I'm really surprised that I won, honestly. And my husband kept saying, well, they're all even. He said, I tried to vote for Chris, but I'm not a member of the group. I'm like, well, thanks, honey.
Chris came in last of all things.
I know. And I just thought that they were both really, really solid entries. And, you know, when I saw them all, I'm like, I don't have a chance.
They were all solid, but you ran away with it. You know, you ran away with it. So well deserved.
But I mean, I thought they were all very close. So I'm really surprised that I won by the margin that I did. I'm not sure it's deserved, but you know what?
You deserve it. You did it, Sandy. You deserve it. You're here for a reason. appreciate it. Be grateful. You earned this.
Yeah, no, I really am. I really am. And I will give myself credit. I won't denigrate myself, but I just have to give the other two their props because those were some really, really strong entries. And, you know, had I not been in it, I would have had a really hard time deciding who to vote for.
Congratulations, Sandy. It's always a pleasure. Go connect with Sandy on her Instagram and her Facebook. And thanks for hanging out, Sandy. I'm sure we'll be seeing you in the Right 10 Club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for doing this, Joel, for free.
I'll never live that down. The for free. It's all love. I appreciate you, Sandy.
It has given us so much riches. What can I say? But okay. Anyway, I will let you go. Thank you again. And thank you everybody who tuned in and who's been so supportive and had such kind words.
Yes. And thank Tom for letting you take a break from the walk to do this. So.
Oh yeah. He's good. Well, actually he doesn't mind. He likes the peace and quiet. He really does. He just kind of tolerates me coming along. And I used to try to run bits by him and he could walk a lot faster than I am. So I stopped doing that when I realized he was a quarter mile ahead of me.
Hilarious.
So he kind of said, please don't do that. I don't need to hear this.
Well, have a happy Sunday out there, Sandy. And this episode will be released tomorrow. So
all right.
We'll okay, see you well, then. Thank you so again. Much, Sandy.
All right. Take care.
Bye. All right. Well, there you go. Hot Breathiverse. Sandy Bernstein, the winner of the July $100 Joke Contest. If you want to level up your comedy writing and start getting booked, Hot Breath Pro, as Sandy said, has all the resources and the accountability in that community to help you do that. So thank you for all the kind words, Sandy. Congratulations. If you want to connect with Sandy and me and other members of Hot Breath Pro, all you got to do is go into the description of this show and click Join Hot Breath Pro and thank me later in there for taking your comedy to the next level. So thank you all for tuning in to this live as well. And this is it. We'll be back next month with another one. But we'll be back next week with another podcast, as always, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.